I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado only has about 47% of the money it has promised future retirees currently paying into the state's pension fund known as PARA. 91.5 KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more on a recent survey of the state's retirement programs.
Colorado's Public Employees Retirement Association is $54.6 billion short of what it owes to nearly 600,000 future retired teachers, state troopers, and other public employees. That makes it the fifth worst managed pension fund in the country, according to New York-based 24/7 Wall Street, which released the rankings. Douglas McIntyre is with the Financial News Group.
It's bad news. I don't know how fast the state's gathering money to close that shortfall, but certainly given the size of the shortfall, it would make me anxious if I were somebody who had a pension there.
In a statement, a representative from PARA said reform legislation was passed last year to address the fund's stability and ensure it's fully funded within 30 years. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.
And according to an annual report from PARA, in 2018, the state saw a net loss on its investments with a decline of 3.5%, the fund's first overall loss on investments in 10 years. Colorado court officials have denied a request to reconsider a ruling declaring the sentences of hundreds of criminal defendants to be illegal. The state Supreme Court refused to rethink whether criminal offenders could be sentenced to both prison and probation in the same case. The attorney general challenged the decision, saying it could create extensive litigation affecting hundreds, maybe thousands, of plea agreements and leading to numerous challenges. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.